you were talking about the old days and everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say,
those were the good old days, but I don't think I'd want the good old days.
You like it now?
Yeah.
Well, some of those tales I heard this morning, I think I do too. If somebody asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it
was not me.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
If she sees a dress that she likes very much and is very becoming, she says that's a very
pretty
dress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Well, apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pin.
Yeah. Soup you buy usually comes in a
can.
What do you put on when you go outside in the wintertime?
Cape or coat.
Sometimes between your coat and your shirt, you wear a
sweater.
The suit consists of a coat, a vest, and
pants.
You ever call me anything else?
Trousers.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, you say, here I've
brought your coat.
Okay. That coat won't fit this year, but last year it
just fit.
If your old clothes wore out, you have to buy a
new suit if the old clothes wore out.
If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bag.
The collar did what in the hot water?
Shrunk.
When a girl goes to a party and getting ready, she said, she says she likes to
primp.
What do you call that small little leather container with that you carry your change in?
Change purse.
What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Well, you can have a bracelet or you can wear a watch.
Suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call these?
Beads.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Well, some wear belts and some wear suspenders.
What's that thing that you hold over your head when it's raining?
Parasol.
What is the last thing you put on the bed when you're making it up?
The spread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
Pallet.
We expect a big crop from the field because the soil is very
rich. Fertile.
The flat lowland along the stream, overflowed in the spring and plowed up later, is called what?
Oh, that's where we were out there this year. I guess you'd call it delta land or bottom land.
We call low-lying grassland. It doesn't have a lot of trees on it.
That you would call that a pasture?